to put on the leaf there.
David, I messed up.
Okay, I'll do that.
It's all right. Nearly there. Do you have a subject? Have you decided what you're speaking about?
Yeah, I decided. Sus Montefiore.
Sus Montefiore, okay. Tommyway, Northwest London, Monday, the 10th of Av, the 19th of July. Harav Eliyahu, Hai Shlita, Sus Montefiore.
Unfortunately, a topic that is somewhat more relevant, being as Manim. Sos Montefiore. I just wanted to mention a bit of the background of Sos Montefiore and how it may affect us practically. At least a chumrah, that one I think everybody should adopt if they find themselves ever davening after Sos Montefiore. The Mishnah, the fourth parak of Brochus, begins Tfilas Hashachar Ad Chatzos, Rabbi Yehuda Oime Ad Arba Shois. Machlokes between the Chachomim, Tanakama, and Rabbi Yehuda, until when we can daven Shabbos. Until midday, which is between the point between Honei Tzachama and Shkia Tzachama, or until 4 hours into the day, Shittas Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara clarifies, what's Rabbi Yehuda's Shitta? Ad Arba Shois? Ad Va'ad Bechlal, Ad Va'ayad Bechlal. Is the fourth hour included in the Zman of Shachris according to Rabbi Yehuda, or not? It's a Shail of the Gemara. And the Gemara's Maskona is, the Gemara concludes, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says you can only daven Shachris until 4 hours into the day, the fourth hour is included. So consequently, there are only 2 hours that are subject to Machloikas, the fifth and the sixth hour. There the Chachomim say you may daven Shachris, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you've missed the Zman Shachris. The Gemara Paskins, interestingly, like Rabbi Yehuda, Omer of Kahana, Halachik Rabbi Yehuda, Hoyel Utnan Bibchirta Kavoseh. Even though normally we apply the rule, Yochid V'Rabim, Halachik Rabim, often the Gemara doesn't work with that, and here the Gemara says, seeing as the Mishnayos and Idyos are soisim, like Rabbi Yehuda, with regards to the Talmud Shel Shachar, so therefore with regards to Shacharis as well, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Ad kan divrei Gemara. If you just learned the Gemara, you'd come out with the conclusion that after 4 hours into the day, geendikt, you can't daven Shacharis, right? Pashim Shat in the Gemara. The Rif in the beginning of Tfilas HaShachar writes, "Va'af al gav deleis nehulad rabbonon." Even though we don't hold that the rabbonon, who say you can daven until chatzos. Mikol mokum, if someone accidentally davened after arba shois due to a shoygeik, he didn't daven at the appropriate time, he can daven until chatzos. But chat tefillah yavinu leis chat tefillah bizmana lo yavinu leim. We won't give you tefillah bizmana. We'll give you Schar Tfila. That's what the Rif says. So again, even though the Gemara Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, you can daven until 4 hours, says the Rif, if someone was Shogak, and due to his Shogak, he ended up davening after Soif Zman Tfila, after what we call Soif Zman Tfila, after 4 hours, until Chatzos, he gets Schar Tfila, not Schar Tfila Bizman. After looking at the Sugya, this concept of Schar Tfila and not Schar Tfila Bizmano is applied in the Gemara to the following case. Rabbi Yochanan says, Tov lo yispal shachris. Someone accidentally, by mistake, due to a shoygeg, didn't daven shachris. What should he do? Yispal mincha shtayim. During mincha, he should daven twice. The first one is mincha, the second one is tashlumin, it's kapaskin, and shulchan aruch kuf chesif aleph. There, on that case, says the Gemara, that's a schar tefila she'ena bizman. Schar tefila bizman would be if I daven shachris. When I'm doing tashlumei shachris, during the Zman of Mincha, that's Schar Tefila Sheloi Bizmano. Now the Rif is taking that idea and putting it here when I'm davening after Arba Shois, after 4 hours before Chatzos. If you ask me, Poshe Pshat in Rif, is that the Rif is telling you a very mistabadik chidush. He's saying that if somebody missed Zman Shachris, he missed Sois Zman Tefila, he missed 4 hours into the day, which is Pashtas, the end of Shachris, he missed Shachris. But he did it due to a Shoigig. Why should he have to wait till Mincha to daven twice? A shoygeik is allowed to daven a compensation tefillah, tashlumin. Normally we say, okay, if you're in Zman Mincha, daven twice Mincha. But if you're before the Zman Mincha, you don't need to wait for Mincha. You can daven tashlumin now, as long as you are shaygig. Because we know the whole halacha of tashlumin is dafka for a shaygig, and that's why the Rif, he limits this halacha to a shaygig. Poshim Shat and Rif is, they say in Yechidosh, tashlumin is not only when the next man tefillah arrives, and you're davening mincha and tashlumei shachris, no. That's normally the case, but with regards to shachris, where you've got no man's land, the fifth and sixth hour of the day, there, if you're shoygeg, you can do tashlumin before the zman of mincha. That's poshut pshat in the Rif. However, the Rambam clearly in Hilchas Tefillah says, after he says you have to daven within the first 4 hours, yeah, everybody agrees there's a chiyuv to daven before Seif Zman Tefillah. But the Rambam says, im to, im ovar oito, and he davened after Arba Shois, he can daven until Chatzois, and he gets Schar Tefillah Sheloi Bizmano. So Mamish Kimad the same as the Rif, except for one thing. He says, Ovar Oito. Ovar means the Chayra, Bemezit. If the Rambam is learning like the Rif, that it's a halocha, that it's a halocha of Tashlumin, how can you say Bemezit? Amezit doesn't have Tashlumin. If someone intentionally misses there's man mincha, they don't have tashlumin in Ma'ariv, and likewise, if somebody intentionally misses his man shachris, which should be until the end of the 4 hours, he shouldn't be able to daven tashlumin then. So Elomai, the Rambam's not learning it, so it's nothing to do with tashlumin. So why then can you daven until chatzais? Says the Beis Yosef, you know what I think Pshat and Rambam is? The Rambam didn't want to look at the machloikas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim so greatly. He didn't want to make the machloikas so vast, so large. He wanted to be mucked in the machloikas. Let's lessen the machloikas. It's mistaba, the Rambam holds, that Rabbi Yehuda also agrees until Chatzois is also called boiker. It's also called morning for Tfilas HaShachar. So what's the machloikas? The machloikas is l'chatchila and b'di'evet. The Chachomim hold l'chatchila, no problem, you can choose to daven until Chatzois. Maybe it's reason back demon the mitzvahs, hidu mitzvah, net, but Me'ikra din, even l'chatchila, you can daven until chatzois. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. L'chatchila, you have to daven within the first 4 hours of the day. After that, I agree, b'di'evet, it's a b'di'evet dikazman tefillah. You can daven until chatzois. And that's why the Rambam says, chat tefillah bizmano, he doesn't get after arba shois, because we're paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. But chat tefillah, he gets. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you get Schar Tefillah Sheloi Bizmano, like the Chachomim would hold with regards to a regular Tashlumin, Rabbi Yehuda would hold over here, even though it's not a Tashlumin. Yeah? It's a lower darga of Tefillah. It's a big Chiddush drama, because there's no Makoyer for this. At least the Rif, we understand. If you learn the Rif Kipshutai, it's very logical. I missed my Zman Tefillah Shachris. I'm a Shoigeg. I can have a Tashlumin now, even though Mincha hasn't yet arrived. I only need to daven my Tashlumi Shachris with Mincha if I've come to the Zman of Mincha. That's very understandable. The Rambam's a big Chiddush. The Rambam's saying, no, Rabbi Yehuda says Arba Shois, not Tashlumin. Even after Arba Shois, Rabbi Yehuda agrees, you can do it until Chatzois. He also holds its Boiker B'dievet, yeah, which is a big Chiddush. Lemaisa, the Beis Yosef sounds like he learns there's no machlokes between the Rif and the Rambam. Beis Yosef seems to want to make the Rif, and the Rosh quotes the Rif word for word, the same as the Rambam. So why does the Rif dafka talk about a shoygeg? Why does the Rif not say, some of Bemezid didn't daven the first 4 hours of Shachris, he can daven until Chatzois? If the Rif held, they should have said that. He shouldn't have just said the shoygeg. So Beis Yosef l'chayr learned that shoygeg is the normal case. Accidentally, due to a shkoga, he couldn't, that's the normal case. But really, Beis Yosef is very, very into not making a machlokes rishonim when we don't have to. So the Beis Yosef held, everybody agrees with Rambam, that even b'mezid, b'di'eved, you can daven after 4 hours into the day until chatzos. Yeah?
Even according to the Rif,
everybody agrees to the Rambam. That's the shitta of Beis Yosef, and that's Ipaskins in Shulchan Aruch, and that's the shitta of the Ramon.
You shouldn't be saying the halachas like Rabbi against the Chachamim. It's not really a machlokes.
It's a machlokes with regards to whether you're mechuyev to daven before Seif Zman Tefillah. Meaning, Chachomim holds you don't have to. You can, no problem, you can wait till Chatzois. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds you being over on the halacha. But you did it, b'di'evet. It's like Chatzois of Kriyat Shema Balayla. You're over an aloch if you didn't do Krishma before Chatzos, according to how we passed in the Chachomim. But Avada, you could do it until Alois HaShachar. Same thing here. You mechuyiv to daven before Sois Man Tefillah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and that's how we passed in. But the Eved, Rabbi Yehuda agrees.
4 hours from Netzah,
Alois HaShachar is Machloikis Mogen Avraham and Gro. That will have time to get through that as well. But that's Lemaisa, a lot of people with regards to Sois Man Tefillah, which is a Drabonon, are Mekel with Shittas Agro, even though many of them are Machmir with regards to Krishma from Alois HaShachar. Okay, so Lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like his Shittim Beis Yosef, no one argues with the Rambam that with the Eved you can daven until Chatzos, but you mechuyev lechatchila to daven until within Sois Man Tefillah, within the first 4 hours of the day. About 250 years ago, there was a Yid, a big Talmud Chacham in Italy, Modena, called Rabbi Shmuel HaKoyen. Shmuel HaKoyen, he made a Tshuva Sefer called Zera Emes. Yeah? The name Shmuel is not so common amongst Yidden. We had some Tanoim Shmuel. Yeah? He said Rabbi Yonison Eibeshitz, I once heard from one of the Rabbonim of Shtote, he said Rabbi Yonison Eibeshitz once told someone, open the Siddur to any place and I'll give you a Shtikul Torah on it. So, the person opened the Siddur to Rabbi Shmuel HaKoyen. So Rabbi Yonison Eibeshitz said, Zakashi, it should be Omar Rabbi Shmuel, not Rabbi Shmuel Oimer. Yeah? Because normally we apply the words, the terminology of Shmuel Oimer, after we've brought a shitta that's choylik on this, or after we've brought a memra that looks like it's misnagged to the following one. You don't start off Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, you should start off Omar Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Yonison Eibeshitz said, first we have to be koveya that there can be someone called Rabbi Shmuel. Nachdem kemen hoven ha'oimer. After he can have an oimer. Who says he can have someone called Rabbi Shmuel? But myself, halacha, recently I saw someone says that even though it's also to call people al shem rishoyim, if the Rosh did tshuva at the end of his life, then you may. And they say Yishmol did tshuva. So the mice of the minig is not to call people Yishmol, generally. But this Reisa Achrein, this Talmud Chacham, Reb Shmuel HaKoyen was called Yishmol. And in his tshuva sefer, Zera Emes. Yeah, they were Tanoim, I said, yeah. Tanoim, Shmuel ben Elisha, yeah. But so nowadays, I mean, the prevalent minig is not to. I asked this Rav, are we allowed to call someone after Rabbi Shmuel?
Yeah.
He said to me, so the Maisa, Rabbi Shmuel HaKoyen and Zera Emes writes, Chelek Aleph, I think it's Simon Yud Beis, he writes about the minig of his town, Modena, with regards to an oinin. An oinin is somebody who one of his seven krovim nevich was just nifta, and before the kvura, he has the halachic status of an oinin. Before kvura. So someone, let's say his mother is nifta, and before kvura, he's potter mikol mitzvah samurus patayra. He's only meant to be torod, he's only meant to be oisuk in his machshava with the kvura. He's potter from all mitzvahs, not out of any averus, but he's potter from all mitzvahs. To the extent that the Shulchan Aruch says, if a motzei Shabbos, throughout motzei Shabbos, yeah, let's say a few minutes before motzei Shabbos, his mother was nifta, and throughout motzei Shabbos, there's no kvura. Sunday morning, there's kvura. He doesn't need to do tashlum imarif. Of last night, he didn't daven marav last night, should he do tashlumin? So Shulchan Aruch, no. You weren't mechuyev to daven tashlumin, you were potter. Tashlumin is given to someone who's a shoygeg, he's mechuyev, and the shoygeg, ba'oinus, he didn't manage to. But you're not mechuyev to. What about shachris? So the chur, it's poshut. If the person, if the mace was kovu during Zman Tefillah, and after the kvura, we're still within Zman Tefillah, of course you're mechuyev to daven shachris. Now he's back to his regular chiyuvim. What happens is if the mace was kavur after Soif's month filler, it's kavur 1 hour before Chatzos. Do you say Ovaz Mamay or not? And Chayra, this should depend on whether you learn after Soif's month filler is a gedder of Tashlumin. If it's a gedder of Tashlumin, then of course Ovaz Mamay, Babu Gabonin. No, but he, now, why isn't he mechuyev before
Chatzos?
But that's the shayla. Do we say that the Zman of Shachris is until the end of 4 hours? Or do we say that with the Eved, it's until Chatzos? Do we say that the whole Zman of Shachris is until 4 hours, and after that is a Tashlumin? You're not davening with Zman, you're doing Tashlumin or not. Says Rabbi Shmuel HaKoyen, the minig in Modena is not to daven. The oinin does not daven if the kvura happened after Sois Man Tefillah. And he says, are you going to tie it to me from the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam who say that even bemezid you daven shachris until chatzois, which shows you it's not tashlumin? Says Rabbi Shmuel HaKoyen, I'm going to bring a raya from Tosfos, not like that. And by doing so, he justifies the minhag. What's his raya from Tosfos? Listen to this Tosfos, a festera, it's unbelievable, right? I'm surprised no one before him clearly, explicitly articulates this raya. Tosfos asks the kasha on the Gemara we learned. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda says you can do shachris until 4 hours into the day. Says the Gemara, what's 4 hours? Ad arba shoyis is including the fourth hour or excluding, right? That was the shayla of the Gemara. Says Tosfos. And the maskana of the Gemara is we include the fourth hour. Says Tosfos, what's the shayla? Avada we don't include the fourth hour. We have a klal. We have a rule. Called shi'urei chachomim lahachmir chutz mikigris shal gesomim. The Gemara Nida says that whenever the chachomim give a shir, ad, or something that's ambiguous, it means lechumra. Except for chesomim where we make, right? So ad arba shoyis, let's be machmir. What does ad arba shoyis mean? The chachomim mean to be machmir. Ad veloyad bichlal, you only have until the end of 3 hours, not including the fourth hour. That's Tosfos kasha. Says Tosfos now. There's a chumra by saying that I have the fourth hour as well. You know what the chumra is? What do you mean the chumra? I woke up in the morning, I have 4 hours. You're telling me that's more of a chumra than saying I have 3 hours? Yeah. If you didn't daven the first 3 hours, you're now in the fourth hour. I go to a rov, do I have to daven? Do I have to daven? Am I mechuyev to daven? So the rov will tell you it depends. If you hold the fourth hour as bichlal, then avad you have to daven. If you hold the fourth hour as not bichlal, you're potter from davening. You don't need to daven. Even though you're amazing, you're potter. Right? Again, so Tosfos is telling me by making Zman Tefillah longer, that's a kula in a way. That by making Zman Tefillah longer, sorry, it's a chumra in a way. Because it means you're mechuyev to daven in that fourth hour if you didn't daven until now. Says Rabbi Shmuel HaKohen, I don't understand. If the Rambam's right, that you can daven shachris b'di'evet, even b'mezit, until chatzois, so then the whole machloikus Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim is all about whether I'm mechuyev to make sure I daven earlier. The earlier you put Rabbi Yehuda's man, the more of a chumra is, and there's no tzad kula by making this man earlier. If I say that after Rabbi Yehuda's sois man tefillah, you don't daven at all if you're amazed. You don't daven at all. After 4 hours, I don't daven. That's a kula. I don't have to daven after 4 hours. Whereas if I say that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees you have to daven after his sois man tefillah, then I understand. Then I don't understand. What kula is coming out of Rabbi Yehuda, and what kula is coming out of being macked in Rabbi Yehuda's man? So that's a fantastic raya that Tosfos did not learn like the Rambam. And Tosfos learned that it's a geder of tashlumin if you are davening after sois man tefillah. And that's why Shmuel HaKohen paskins that the minhag in his town is based on shittas and rishonim, even though it's not like the Shulchan Aruch, that doesn't matter. It's an old minhag, and therefore he says it should continue. It should continue the minhag that an oinen does not daven if the kvura happened after Seif's man tefillah. The halacha lemaisa comes out that we've got a machlokes rishonim and achronim. It's worthwhile noting that the Gro and the Prichodosh learn that the Rif and the Rosh disagree with the Rambam. And the Rif and the Rosh hold that it's a geder of tashlumin, like Poshe Pshat, we said that originally, it sounds like in the Rif and the Rosh. So we've got machlokes rishonim and achronim. If Seif's man tefillah, after Seif's man tefillah, your tefillah is tashlumin, and therefore only a shoygeg is allowed to daven then, or it's a zman b'di'eved, even given to a mezit. Other than the halacha of shoygeg, which would be a simple nafkamina that comes out of this, there's another interesting, more interesting nafkamina. If you have a minion of people who are davening after Seif's man tefillah, let's first take a simpler case. A minion of people who daven tashlumin. So you have a group of people who all b'shoygeg missed shachris till mincha time. Then they daven mincha, they do chazos hashatz mincha, and then they realize, we have to do tashlumei shachris. We all have to daven shachris, we miss shachris, all 10 of us together. So they do tashlumei. Do they do chazos hashatz? Do they do chazos hashatz on their tashlumei? Yeah, you clear on the shayla? Again, you got people who daven mincha, and then they realize all of them together, they all had a very interesting shkoga, I don't know what it was, maybe the clock, or they were all looking at one clock and it wasn't right. They all daven tashlumin together, tashlumei shachris. Do they have to do chazoras hashat on tashlumei shachris?
What's the reason of chazoras hashat?
Be moitzi, someone who's not boki. Poshim shachat.
No.
So the prima good.
In that case, yes.
In that case, yes, you might have someone who's not boki.
Maybe one of
us. Maybe it's a mercy le shchicha, ha tashlumin.
Well, then you don't have to do it at all.
No, so they weren't going to do it, they were not boki. Okay, we see the same thing by Me'en Shevel. I'm not saying it's exactly the same on Friday night, yeah, and a knock of Wadika place. Lemaisa, the Prima Godim and the Buchach, the Ish Lavrom and Buchach, they both say, Lo Motzinu Lo imotzinu chazoros hashatz for tashlumin. We never saw such a thing that the chachomim were metaken for tashlumin chazoros hashatz. Okay, I haven't yet found anyone who's chaylik on that, so we'll assume that as the halacha, unanimous halacha. What happens if we've got a group of people, 10 people, davening after Sof Zman Tefillah? Let's say they're shogegim. Will they be able to do Chazor Sashatz? According to the Gro and the Zera Emes and Toisves, you wouldn't be able to do Chazor Sashatz after Sof Zman Tefillah. You're doing Tashlumin. Tashlumin doesn't have any Chazor Sashatz. Whereas if you learn like the Rambam, if you learn like the Shulchan Aruch, who paskin that after Sof Zman Tefillah is Zman Shachris. It's not Tashlumin, it's a Bidiyevedika time, but it's a real Zman Shachris, and Nechoira you would have Chazor Sashatz.
And Toysis agrees with
that? Toysis wouldn't agree with that, because Toysis holds it's Tashlumin. That was the Zera Emes' Raya, that Toysis holds you've lost Zman Shachris after Sof Zman Tefillah. However, say?
You've lost the Chiyuv,
meaning you wouldn't be Mechuyuv to Davin. And therefore, it's like a Zman Mincha. I've finished my Zman Shachris. That's what the Zera Emes is Mechiach from Tosis, that there's a Kula in Rabbi Yehuda's Shitta that you're not Mechuyev to Daven. We haven't yet found anyone who says you're not Mechuyev to Daven, but if you Daven, you've got Schar Tefillah. Yeah? The Rambam Mechuyev holds you Mechuyev to Daven after Sof Zman Tefillah. If you hold, you've got a Schar Tefillah, not a Schar Tefillah Bizmano, you're Mechuyev to Daven. So that's another slightly more interesting Nafkamina. The truth is, for all these nafkaminas, there's a very simple eitzah, there's a very simple way out. Shulchan Aruch says that someone's not sure if he davened, shachris. Sofik. So the Shulchan Aruch is a very poshta thing to do. Daven again. Well, we're not sure if it's again, but davened Shwein Esra. And have in mind, if I already davened, this is Tfilas Nedova. If I didn't daven, then this is my shachris. What's a Tfilas Nedova? Like you can bring a Korban Nedova. You can bring a tefillas nedova, you can daven a tefillas nedova. So, a simple eitzah, whenever you come to a situation where you have to say Zman Tefillah, so if you're shoygeik, if your mamash is shoygeik, then you don't need to make any tenai nedova. Everybody agrees, at least this is a tashlumin. Either it's a tashlumin, or it's my shachri, my regular shachris. Monavshav. Okay, great, I don't need to say anything. If I'm choshesh, maybe I'm a korov and amazed, So then, you say, according to the Shulchan Aruch, if the Shulchan Aruch is the halacha, that's right, then I'm davening shachris now. If I want to be choshish with the Pri Chodosh, if they're right, and the Gro, then this is a nedova. And the same with regards to Chazor HaShat. Okay, he'll be davening his, if it's a nedova, he'll be davening his Shtila Shmein Esra loud. Okay, not the end of the world, yeah? So a chazan should also make a tonight nedova. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes this as an eitzah that one should do. On Shabbos, however, there's an interesting halacha. On Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, there's no tefillas nedova. Shulchan Aruch says, if someone's not sure if he davened shachris on Shabbos, you can't do nedova. You can't do tefillas nedova. Why not? The Rambam says, yesh min ha-go'inim. Shulchan Aruch just quotes it. You can't daven nedova on Shabbos. The makor of this halacha is from the Rambam says, yesh min ha-go'inim. There are some go'inim paskin that there's no nedova on Shabbos. Yeah? And he says, why? Because they're not makriv korbanos nedova on Shabbos. The whole idea of a tefillas nedova is that, like it could be makriv a korban nedova, I can daven a nedova. Can you be makriv a korban nedova on Shabbos? Shabbos, you're not allowed to. The korban is tibur, the ach mechuyev, the tmidim, those we have a heter to be makriv on Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch holds you can't daven a nedova on Shabbos. The chayyur on Shabbos, after Sof Zman Tefillah, you're in a far worse state. Yeah. So many poskim will tell you. At the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you can daven until Chatzos, even b'mezid, and you can follow that. Some poskim, especially Sfardim, hold, you need to be machmir very much with brochas levatola. Even neged the Shulchan Aruch. And I take a saw one of the poskim's manenu, paskins, that after Sof Zman Tefillah, if you're amazed, on Shabbos, where you can't make a tanai nedova, don't daven. Don't daven at all. But lemaisa, I would like to add something to this halacha on Shabbos. Lemaisa, I think some people were surprised when they saw that the Rambam says Yesh min ha-go'inim. There's some go'inim who hold you can't daven a dove on Shabbos. The chayyur should be a posh halacha. You can't daven on Shabbos and a dove. What's the svara to say? It sounds like from the Rambam there's mokum to argue with this. Some go'inim paskin. What's the mokum to say that you can daven nedover on Shabbos.
Tashlumin you can't say on Shabbos.
Tashlumin you mechiv to do on Shabbos. Yeah, that's mefurish in the Gemara. But tashlumin is a chiyuv. It's not nedover.
Right.
So whenever you're mesupuk, if I'm not sure if I daven shacharis on Shabbos, I'm not sure. I don't know what happened. I'm not sure. Shulchan Aruch will tell me, don't daven. Why can't I do a nedova? It doesn't help you to do tonight a nedova, because if it's a nedova, you're being mevarach a bracha levatola.
Why can't you
daven shacharis? So if you're shoygig, then for sure you can. If someone's a shoygig on Shabbos until soivs man tefillah, and then after Sof Zman Tefillah, he thought he davened, and now he knows he didn't. Okay, waking up late, I imagine, would normally be a shoygig. We're quite the poskim are quite generous in the rules of shoygig with regards to tashlumin. With regards to tashlumin, the basis loshen is it has to be mamash bishat nefesh that you didn't daven. Yeah. So very often it will be a shoygig. But Chazaras Hashatz, let's say, that you wouldn't be able to have that Eitzah because there's no Chazaras Hashatz for Tashlum. The Maisa, when I first realized the Rambam sounds like it's a Machloikas, I wanted to explain the Svora of why you should be able to daven in a Dover B'Shabbos as follows. I use this Halach in Birchis HaGoyimu to understand this. The Ben Ishchai in Birchis HaGoyimu and Rabbi Yitzchok Goyten, quoted in the Chasam Sefer, they both say, Heyoiz Birchis HaGoyimu is B'mokum Toido. You can't do it at night. Yeah? It's a famous machlaikas, most places can disagree with it. But they hold, seeing as Birkas HaGoyim is b'mokum a korban toida, do we bring the korban toida by night? There's no korban toida by night.
So you shouldn't be able to do it on Bench Goyim on Shabbos.
Very good. Very good. So I saw in a Sefer Amudei Sheish that he asked Rav Ben Tzion Abishol that the Ben Ishchai, Eloi Motzin, the Ben Ishchai ever told anyone not to make a Goyim on Shabbos. Adrabah, you do it by Kriyas HaTorah. Someone should have said, he says by Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas HaTorah should have said, I'm only talking about Monday and Thursday. He says, within 3 days, tell us what to do on Shabbos. But the Ben Ishchai tells us not to do it at night, because there's no Korban Toida by night. So Rabbi Tzion Abishol told him, there's a difference. Night is not Zman Korban. Shabbos is Zman of Korbanos. You bring Korban as Tzibur. The reason why I can't bring a Korban Adova on Shabbos or a Korban Toida on Shabbos is because of Chilul Shabbos. Night is not Chilul Shabbos. Why can't I bring a Korban at night? Because night is not compatible with Korbanos. The tikkunim that Korbanos do is not Shaykh at night. Shabbos, of course the Korban is Shaykh to Shabbos. Even a Korban Adova. I can't do it because I've got Chilul Shabbos. I'm not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Even for the sake of a Korban Adova. But say that, here I've got a way of bringing a carbon toida and the tzura of a bracha, where there's no chil Shabbos involved.
Tefillah, the same thing.
Oh, so I wanted to say, I agree. It's machlokes. It's a time in the Ben Ishchai that it only works according to some Rishonim. I agree. But that svara of Rav Tzion Abishol, I want to use here and say that's why some poskim hold you can do an adova on Shabbos. And actually, recently I saw in the Rif, Tshuvas Arif, Simen Shin Chaf, where the Shoyal asks him, "Are you allowed to do an adova on Shabbos?" And it's very interesting. The Rif says, "I never heard of this." I never heard of this. If it's true, you halacha, that you can't do an adov on Shabbos, I'll tell you why. Because there's no carbon adov on Shabbos. And if it's not true, here I've got a way of bringing the carbon without doing a chilul Shabbos. So the svara seems to be emes. Whether that's the yishuv for the Ben Ishchai and Hagoyimel, I don't know. But the svara seems to be achlokes hashoyim. So that makes it far easier on Shabbos. Even if somebody hasn't davened b'mezik, let's say. Let's make it a very extreme case. Bishat nefesh, he didn't daven until Sos Man Tefillah. And now he wants to daven. We've got a svek sveka that's allowing him to daven if he makes an adova. Number one, if the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch are correct, he's meant to daven now until Chatzos. Number two, even if they're not correct, at least some Rishonim hold I can be davening an adova, so it's not a brocha levatola. So I think by svek sveka and din, where both the svekas are a shaila and halocha, not a metziastik a shaila, it's a very strong svek sveka. And before the minig is to daven but the Eved, after Sos Man Tefillah, I think that can be followed. So it is worthwhile to make a Tanai Nadova even on Shabbos.
With a minion after
Chazar Sashat. Oh, you're saying it's Chilul Hashem to daven? With Chazar Sashat, Chazan should also make the Tanai Nadova. It's not your job to tell him, but the Chazan should also make a Tanai Nadova. Why not? Yeah, Chazan can also. So his Tefillah Nadova will be loud. Should be quiet, say that. But that, for that, you can definitely rely on the Shulchan Aruch that you should be davening until Chatzos anyway. Oh, yeah.